Hey, what's up, my lovely peoples, my good peoples out there all across the states and all over the world. This is Coach Vita with Coach Vita Podcast, your favorite health, wellness, and fitness station. This episode for October is called Fall Back. You know, fall back into shape, health, wellness. So let's get started. October is a month of health literacy, breast cancer, domestic violence, emotional wellness month, and many more. So I'm just going to give you an example of one of them. Emotional wellness month is basically to remind us to disconnect and take time out for our brain. You know, coping effectively with life, creating satisfying relationships. So just a few examples of that. You know, are you comfortable with yourself or who you are? Do you have positive relationships with people in your life? Do you take care of yourself physically and mental health? Do you make time to relax? And are you comfortable saying no without feeling guilty? So that's just a couple of what I mean for emotional wellness. So moving into that, now we also have Mental Health Day, which is always going to be brought up. Mental Health Day was actually October 10th. So you always need to, you know, watch your mental health. Sometimes we need a mental health day. Sometimes we need to take time for ourselves, get it together. But always watch out for your mental as well. Moving along, October is almost ending. And now we might go into daylight savings, which the clocks are going to go back, which is fall season. So the clocks go back, you know, spring, forward, fall back, which is supposed to be November 6th. Now, there are some states that's actually getting rid of or have gotten rid of the daylight savings. So, for example, if Florida gets rid of daylight savings, we will be on hold until March 2023. So, if not, November 6th, just remember to turn that clock back. Now, with all of that being said, plus the daylight savings, again, like I said, this where, again, mental health can play a part. Just because, you know, our biological clocks are kind of off rhythm. The sunlight, you know, it reduces the level of sunlight in the fall. If you're not sitting outside in the sun already, you might want to get as much sun as you can because it disrupts your body internally and it might lead to, you know, different little feelings and emotional feelings. And you know, so we want to just make sure we take care of ourselves. And that's why I said mental health is always going to be important regardless of what month it is, what season it is. Just make sure you always check on your mental health. And my favorite season of October is Halloween. Now, I'm not a big Halloween fan per se, but just the sight to see what's going on. Now, if you're not a Halloween person, I know some people might be religious. You know, I got it. They have other things like festivities, fall, harvest, and many more. Also, you know, if you do the trick-or-treating, you know, I know religious, they might do trunk. They might do some other type of activity, but they don't really celebrate Halloween. So I always do this every year. So I'm asking my audience, chime in, you know, hit me up, let me know your answers for these questions because it's spooky season. Now, how much do you think Americans gonna spend on Halloween candy for 2022? Now, the numbers have been going up and down, you know, for the last couple years. But 2022, what is your answer? Okay. Americans are expected to spend in 2022 $3.1 billion. And that's just Halloween candy by itself. So if it's Halloween candy by itself, what do you think is the number one Halloween candy sold in the state of Florida? Because that's where I'm at. number one is Reese's Cup. That's the number one sold candy. And number two comes in with Skittles. Now, I know you might have your favorites, but that's what Florida has for their number one sold candy. Now, next question. How much money do you think will be spent on Halloween? Like decorations, costumes, whatever you know, parties and stuff like that. How much do you think Americans gonna spend for just doing Halloween? Which Halloween falls on Tuesday, I believe. Yes, the 31st. So, what do you think? All right. So, 2022, the cost for Halloween's or how much is expected to be spent is $10.6 billion. Now, that's, you know, like I said again, that's the costumes, the decorations, and all other Halloween related stuff. You know, your Halloween Horror Nights and the attractions and stuff like that. So, you know, yes, we did have a pandemic, but this sure didn't stop anything. So Halloween, if it's Monday, Tuesday, wherever it falls for you, yes, suspect to be spooked out and have lots of Halloween fun if you're into that. Now, what is the age that you think is too old to go trick-or-treating? Like, seriously, like, you get somebody knocking at your door and they looking a little too grown for life. What age do you think? All right? So most people feel that going trick-or-treating, at least about 13. Anything else after 13, a little complex now. You gotta pick and choose what you want to do. You know, they got other little, like I said, activities out there. You know, you can pick for your 14 and up, you know, a little bit, you know, especially adults. You got your Halloween parties. They got plenty of them. I know they had all over in Tampa, Florida, because that's where I'm at. So definitely, you just got to pick and choose, you know, or unless you're going out there with your siblings or dragging your nephews and nieces around, you know, so you can go door to door to get this good candy. Now, this one. Who had that Halloween struggle costume, like that real struggle costume? Like, you know, your parents really didn't care about Halloween like that, or they just went into putting that much money invested into a Halloween costume, you know. That's, you know, like back in my day, you know, the grocery store, you know, they had them costumes. You looking like the Purge with the plastic mask and stuff like that, and the outfits, you know. Yeah, other than that, yeah. Let me know who had that Halloween struggle costume. Right? If you just had a sheet with two holes in it, or you just walked around in plain clothes, let me know, audience. You tell me. Now, just make sure, you know, you or your kids don't eat too much candy. You know how it goes. You eat too much candy, you be energized up, especially when you go to bed. Don't be trying to take your kids' candy. You know, be grown about it. But, you know, eat the candy in moderation. Make sure you also inspect that candy, too. Because, you know, we're not living in such a good, you know, world right now. So you want to just make sure you inspect that candy before you start eating and this stuff. Just make sure it's good to go. You know, people ain't passing out apples and stuff nowadays and fruits and stuff. But, you know, just make sure you check it and eat in moderation with that candy, you know. Oh, y'all let me know who has, like, the best recipes for, you know, Halloween snacks and drinks and stuff like that. Chime in, let me know. So with that being said, for October, like I said, you got some health knowledge. Again, you know, the awareness for domestic violence, definitely stop the abuse. Breast cancer, women, make sure you take care of yourself as always. Check those breasts out. You know, just other, you know, health is definitely wealth. you know, your well-being, your mental state. Just make sure you take care of yourself. As always, as my last podcast, you know, self-care. Self-care. That's definitely where it's at. Self-care as well. So with that being said, I am definitely jumping off this podcast. You all been great. You've been lovely. I'm ending it with this. A balanced life is like a three-legged stool. Each leg is nutrition, fitness, and wellness necessary to support each other. So keep progressing, stay focused, rise above the negativity and drama. Love more, stress less, wear your best, and always remember to smile. Again, this is Coach Vita with Coach Vita Podcast, your favorite fitness, wellness, and health station. You can find me on IG, Coach Vita. That's CoachVita. Also, go to my shop. Check my shop out. I do have some Halloween collection right now. You can use the code HOLOQUEEN. It's onqfitness.shop. If you're looking for those energy drinks, I am so sorry. But they will be coming back in a stock. It's called OnQ Energy Drinks. You can also, you can look that up on IG as well. Or just look up my fitness website, onqfitness.net. You can find my fitness services. If you want fitness services, yes, I still do them. You know, definitely representing fitness over 40s. So please, like I said, continue to take care of yourself. And also check my guide out. It's on all book platforms, Slaying Your Health After 25. Because you still got to take care of yourself after 25. Again, this is Coach Vita. Thank you for all my supporters and listeners from across the world. Thank you so much. Have a good one.